I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
This Stanley Cup run will go down in the record books as perhaps the hardest run of all times.
North American National Hockey League Commissioner Gary Bettman awarded this year's Stanley Cup Championship trophy to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay won the COVID-19 playoff bubble run in Edmonton, Canada, with a 2-0 victory over the Dallas Stars to win the Stanley Cup Final Series 4-2.
The gauntlet that you have to run to hoist this trophy is unbelievable. And never more unbelievable than this year. These guys have been away from home for more than 2 months. This has been the ultimate team effort.
Tampa Bay captain Steven Stamkos was limited to just 2 minutes 47 seconds in the Stanley Cup playoffs because of a lower body injury. But he came out in full uniform to share the trophy with his teammates as Commissioner Bettman handed him the Stanley Cup to be the first team member to hold it high over his head.
It is my honor to present the Stanley Cup to Steven Stamkos.
The NHL paused the season on March 12th due to concerns surrounding the coronavirus. The league returned with an unprecedented 24-team tournament as the postseason began August 1st. The National Basketball Association Finals are here, with the Los Angeles Lakers playing the Miami Heat in the Orlando, Florida NBA bubble. Miami coach Eric Spoelstra spent some time to enjoy the accomplishment of reaching the finals with his team and families after beating the Boston Celtics in 6 games.
We did take a night just to acknowledge it and enjoy it. The players and the staff and families that were here, I wanted everybody, to have perspective on how difficult this is, how extraordinary of an experience all of this is, being part of this bubble, of being here for 80 plus days, surviving all of it, and earning the right to compete for an NBA title.
Spoelstra is no stranger to the NBA Finals. He became the first Asian American head coach to win a championship in 2012 and again in 2013. He led Miami to 4 consecutive NBA Finals appearances, with superstars LeBron James and Chris Bosh joining veteran Dwayne Wade.
To be on that journey with that group, that was an amazing team, and everything that came about it. It feels like a totally different chapter in my life, but I'm truly grateful to be around those special players, that group that was so committed to coming together to compete for titles.
Then LeBron left Miami.
We went through the whole process. I went through my own, 6-week reflection period that summer. But then you get back to work. We've built a lot of different teams over the years, and we've been conditioned to move on and give everything, your heart and soul, to the next group and the next team.
Spoelstra remains amazed by the talent and playing longevity of LeBron James.
What LeBron has done when he moved on to Cleveland and to here, it really is just a testament to his greatness and his commitment to winning, and to be able to do it with different rosters and uniforms is really remarkable.
Los Angeles is on a mission not only to win another title for the storied franchise, but also in honor of Lakers legend Kobe Bryant, who died in a helicopter crash in January. German football club Bayern Munich secured the UEFA Super Cup title with an extra time 2-1 win over Sevilla in Budapest, Hungary. Bayern coach Hansi Flick praised his goalkeeper.
Yeah. Manuel
Neuer. It's like this. He's simply the world's best goalkeeper. He showed that again today, especially in games when it's all about something, like today in the final. His class shows. Of course, he demonstrated that impressively today. Overall, Flick was pleased with his team fighting from behind and having to play 120 minutes plus stoppage time.
Was die Mannschaft betrifft, muss man einfach sagen, die Mentalität, wie sie wie sie aus nach dem 1-0
As far as the team is concerned, one simply has to say that the mentality of how they came back into the game after being down 1-0 is simply sensational. And also Robert Lewandowski, the preparation for Leon Goretzka's 1-1 was sensational, was world class. He didn't even see the ball at some point and still knew exactly where it would come down. That's just sensational. It shows his class, his quality, yes. And of course we are happy that we got back into the game through this goal. Obviously, it was a very intense game for both teams, and in the end, I think we deserved to win because we had more actions in the opposing penalty box.
Ja, vielleicht mehr Aktionen im gegnerischen Strafraum hatten.
The UEFA Super Cup title game had an added dimension: fans in the stands.
Aber ich kann nur sagen, dass es gut getan hat, einfach auch Stimmung im Stadion zu haben und dass die Fans es
I can only say that it felt good to simply have a great atmosphere in the stadium and that the fans took it upon themselves to travel that far. Yes, in terms of the atmosphere, but it also looked a bit more like soccer again. So on the one hand, we're glad that we have it here today, but on the other hand, we also know that the situation is not quite so simple, and I hope that all the fans who come back have gotten through the whole thing in good health.
Einfach gesund das Ganze überstanden haben.
The Super Cup was Bayern's fourth trophy from the 2019-2020 season. The final tennis Grand Slam this year, the French Open, is in full swing in Paris. American teenage sensation Coco Gauff was not aware she was making her main draw debut at Roland Garros.
I really didn't know. Wasn't really thinking about that on the court, but I mean, every match is like a great win. I don't really take anything for granted because I'm just happy to be playing. So I don't think maybe winning slams, matches at slams is something I'm used to, especially this is my first main draw Roland Garros. But when I'm on the court, I guess I can act like I'm used to it. But when I'm off the court, I'm still just really happy to be here.
She got some fatherly advice before play began.
My dad told me something in the warm-up. He was just telling me, he was just like, you're living your dream, so just enjoy and have fun. I mean, his goal was to become an NBA player, and he didn't make it. So he told me, like, you're living your dream, and not everybody gets to do that. So just have fun on the court. And that really changed my perspective because I was really nervous going into the match, and that kind of calmed me down. And I just realized, like, it's just a tennis match, and I'm doing, like, some things that people wish that they can do. So I just go out there and enjoy it.
And Gauff apparently did enjoy her experience, beating British number one Johanna Konta 6-3, 6-3. Konta, a semifinalist in Paris last year, made 41 errors in total against the 16-year-old. Gauff was still impressed from the display of support for social change highlighted by U.S. Open champion Naomi Osaka's face masks.
Honestly, I think it's something I didn't expect, and I think it was the right thing to do, obviously, but you know, tennis is not really like a sport that would make those changes and make like groundbreaking things. So honestly, when I heard the news that was happening, I was really shocked, and I really think, strongly believe it was because of Naomi. So that just shows how one person can kind of change and make a difference.
Gauff may be a teenager, but she's already proven a Grand Slam competitor, having reached the fourth round of Wimbledon, the Australian Open, and the third round of the U.S. Open.
Stand up! Stand up!
Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the sunny side of sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the sunny side of sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
I get it.
Very satisfying. Obviously, it's been, not frustrating, but, you know, it's been so close many times to win the race, and I feel things definitely haven't gone my way, and today they definitely did.
A Mercedes driver not named Lewis Hamilton won the Russian Grand Prix in Sochi. Valtteri Bottas took advantage of a penalty against his teammate.
I also consider myself, no doubt, a bit lucky, but even, you know, without Lewis's penalty when he stopped and when I was in free air, I felt I was the fastest guy around, so I could really control my pace, and when I had to go faster, I could really find new levels, and you know, so everything felt really under control, and that's a beautiful feeling, and yeah, feels so good in the end. I haven't won that many races yet in Formula One, so it's still a really special feeling.
Bottas got his 9th career victory after Hamilton was given a 10-second penalty for doing 2 illegal practice starts. Red Bull driver Max Verstappen placed 2nd, as Hamilton's older tires meant he could not challenge the Dutchman anymore.
The first stint was a bit more tricky. I was struggling a little bit with the balance of the car, so I couldn't really keep up with Mercedes. But after the pit stop on the hard tire, I think we were more competitive. But of course, I already lost too much ground to Valtteri, unfortunately. But still, for us on a track where we know we are normally not that competitive, to be 2nd, I think is a great result for us.
The world champion Hamilton didn't say much after the race.
It was okay. I'm grateful to finish the race and at least back some points.
The win by Bottas means he cuts Hamilton's championship lead to 44 points.
It's so awesome to just be here.
Here is the Dubai duty-free Irish Open, where American golfer John Catlin scored another victory this season. He came from behind to finish 2 shots ahead of England's Aaron Ray.
I knew I was 1 back, standing on 15T. I think it was a leaderboard over there on the left, and I saw it. And so I knew where I stood, and I knew what I needed to do. And it was nice to be able to execute it, especially there on 18. Like, I knew I had to go for that green and 2. You know, I was thinking about laying up. It was gonna have to be a really, really well hit 3-wood under these conditions. And I was like, nah, I gotta hit it. And so to been able to execute that under that kind of pressure, you know, my hands are still kind of shaking a little bit. Was very nice.
Ray was not happy his lead slipped away.
Been a little bit disappointed. I can't hide that. But I played solid most of the week.
Being runner-up was still a win for Ray.
It's nice this week. It's the first time I've been in contention throughout the whole of the week and kind of stayed around there. So there are a lot of positives to take. I felt like I handled myself well on the outside, well on the inside more importantly, and yeah, a lot more positives than negatives.
Catlin has been playing in a variety of events across the world, and he feels that's helped him.
Being able to play in all kinds of conditions, all different kinds of weather, there really isn't anything that, you know, a golf course can throw at me now that I haven't seen. So that definitely gives me a lot of confidence.
And Catlin's success also comes from
work out in the gym, and you know, that's why we eat right and make sure we look after our bodies, because we know we're going to be playing a lot of golf, and that's what we all want to do. I love my job, so I want to keep doing it.
Some sports seem to be better than others for social distancing in the age of COVID. Skiing might be considered among them. But in Austria, Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has announced that all après-ski events during the upcoming winter tourism season are now banned, while tourism in general is still okay.
Skifahren, Kulinarik, Natur und Gastfreundschaft genießen.
Skiing, enjoying food, nature and hospitality, outdoor activities and shopping, not just in the ski resorts but also in the cities, a wellness holiday in Austria, culture, tourism, all of this would be possible during the winter. What will not be possible is a pre-ski in the manner that we know from the past. The infection risk is simply too high. For all winter sports fans, one thing is clear: yes to skiing fun, but without a pre-ski.
Wintersportfans gilt daher klar: Skivergnügen ja, aber ohne Après-Ski.
An outbreak at a popular resort in western Austria is considered one of Europe's earliest super spreader events of the pandemic. The cluster in the Alpine ski resort has been blamed for thousands of infections worldwide during the early phase of the pandemic. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach met online with officials in Japan on the first of 2 days of meetings focused on how to pull off the delayed Tokyo Games.
We are at a crucial point for making the next achievement, and this is one which has never done before. This means organize safe Olympic Games, postponed Olympic Games, this is already historic, and then postponed Olympic Games, which are fit for the post-corona world.
Bach suggested a suitable number of doses of a COVID-19 vaccine would be available before the postponed Olympics are to open July 23, 2021.
There will be hundreds of millions of doses being available already in the first half of the next year.
The IOC chief in Switzerland urged cooperation to make the Olympics a success.
We are sitting together in one boat. The only thing we have to do now is to row in the same direction. And this is what I see, what we are doing.
Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike expressed her gratitude for Bach's pledge to hold the Tokyo Olympics even before a coronavirus vaccine is found.
Sports,
I take his remark as a positive reaction on conducting sports safely with athletes and audiences. It's reassuring. As many sports events are about to be held soon, I think it's crucial for us to try many things as well as pay careful attention to it. Bach declined to speculate on the Olympics happening without fans in the venues, but he said progress with vaccines and rapid testing for COVID-19 would not be the complete answer for staging the Tokyo Olympics.
I'm sure that we will make it. And we will make these Olympic Games, which will be historic in different respects, that we will make it a success, and we will make it a success together.
The Japanese public remains skeptical about the July 23rd through August 8th Games going ahead. The Game Room opens with new stories each week. Or play anytime on VOANews.com.